Tomorrow we begin the novena to the Holy Ghost in preparation for Pentecost. And this is the very first novena that has ever been made. As our Lord had told his apostles and disciples to stay in Jerusalem and wait until I send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. They prayed for 9 days for the coming of the Holy Ghost. And what a wonderful change came upon them. So this is a very important novena. There should be copies of that novena in the back of the church. So at the end of each Mass, starting tomorrow, we'll be praying the prayers to the Holy Ghost and also reminding ourselves of the 7 gifts of the Holy Ghost and prayers for each of those gifts. But if you are not obviously pretending every Mass each day, you can take that novena. Maybe after your family rosary, you can pray that novena. This is the very first novena that was ever made. I have to marvel how wonderfully our liturgy is organized. Very similar to the liturgy of the Old Testament. In fact, the liturgy Old Testament prefigured the events in the life of Christ, and our liturgy follows those events in the life of Christ. The Israelites were delivered from the slavery of the Egyptians. They celebrated the Passover. And Christ, our Passover, is truly the Lamb of God who has freed us from the bonds of Satan and opened the gates of heaven. We celebrate Easter. On the Feast of Pentecost in the Old Testament, this is 50 days after God delivered the Israelites from slavery, God gave Moses the 10 Commandments. And the Jews celebrated that event of God giving Moses the 10 Commandments. And we have, once again, our Feast of Pentecost. We celebrate how the Holy Ghost came down upon the apostles. And it was wonderful and providential. People from all over the world had gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the giving of Moses the 10 Commandments by God. And when the Holy Ghost descended upon the apostles, how quickly the faith spread throughout the world. The apostles were changed men. What a wonderful change came about. And that is the reason why our Lord, as himself mentioned in the past, he chose the most unqualified men to spread his gospel. Simple fishermen from Galilee, they're going to convert the world to Christ. And yet, even though on a natural level they lacked credibility, on a supernatural level, when they spoke on Pentecost and everybody understood them in their own language, they saw the hand of God. They saw the hand of God and how quickly this faith spread throughout the world. 3,000 were baptized at first Pentecost. But today, our Lord's ascension. And our Lord, by his ascending into heaven, he had told his apostles and followers, I go to prepare a place for you. And the words that Christ spoke to his apostles, he speaks it to each and every one of us. We think of, on this day, heaven. It is said that we will take the place of the fallen angels. The thrones, the places of honor that the angels who disobeyed God had forfeited, those are going to be our places too. I'm sure you heard this before. It was piously revealed that St. Francis of Assisi, for his profound humility, will take the place of perhaps Lucifer or Satan because of his profound humility. That's pious belief. But nevertheless, there's a place waiting for us in heaven. There's a place with a name on it. And how foolish it would be if we would allow the things of this world to forfeit that eternal happiness and joy. For eye is not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of men, the happiness the joy, the peace that God has promised to those who love him. You know, it'd be like if, and I know this is just a very poor analogy, but let's say you won a ticket to the Super Bowl, and it was your favorite football team, and you got front row seats. No, you got to sit right on the bench with these players, right on the out-of-bounds line. You're right up there with those players. And no, he didn't make it. He didn't go. Why? He had something more important to do, like, oh, I wanted to go ride my bike, or, you know, I wanted to play video games or something like that. Like, tickets like that cost thousands of dollars. You'd be foolish to turn that up. But let's say you want some type of a raffle or whatever, and you can go to a very expensive restaurant with all the food they can eat, and the best of food, and the best of wine, and everything. First class. Valet parking, you pull up, and they treat you like a king or a queen. Nah, I'll go to McDonald's. You're like, what is the matter with you? That's not even a good comparison. There's nothing in this world that should ever take the place of that eternal happiness that God has prepared for us. But we all have that free will. We all have to make that decision. And how important it is, of all the decisions we make in life, we have our short-range plan, we have our long-range plan. The most important is, ultimately, short-range, long-range plans, everything is guided toward that one most important purpose, to know, love, and serve God here, that I can be happy with God for all eternity. If we were to interview the saints, you got martyred, St. Lawrence, you got martyred, or you got stoned, St. Stephen. Was it worth it? They're going to tell you absolutely. They went straight to heaven for dying for the faith. Or some of those saints who had to live a dry martyrdom, maybe working works of charity day in and day out. St. Camillus de Lillis worked amongst those who were sick and dying, day in and day out, taking care of the poor and the sick. Was it worth it? Absolutely. Because our Lord said, even if you give a cup of cold water, an act of charity, that's not going to go unnoticed in the sight of God. We have plenty of opportunities, plenty of chances in life to practice charity, to pray our prayers well, to have a good relationship with God. And let us not let anything get in the way of achieving that purpose. Heaven is an eternal happiness forever and ever. And what does St. Paul tell us? The sufferings of this life bear no comparison to the joys of heaven. So my dear friends, as we celebrate our Lord's ascension into heaven, let us focus our own intention on heaven. There's a place waiting for us. Let us not forfeit it for anything. Let's not miss it for the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.